Triple M's Dead Set Legends. Saturday mornings from 8 for CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer and the home of the 1 hour express service.
Triple M.
Yes, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Saturday edition of Dead Set Legends. What a night it's been in sport right around the countryside. The fight last night, you heard there, finishing in controversy. Danny Green announced the winner. A majority point, everybody you talked to this morning says Anthony Mundine was robbed. Anthony Mundine should have won the fight. So a big night here in Adelaide, good crowd, and a great success. It went the distance as I welcome my partner in crime this morning who was there, ringside, enjoying every moment of the fight, Andrew Newton-Jarman. Good morning, Jars.
G'day, George. G'day, Adelaide. Did Anthony Mundine win the fight? Well, 133.53, and was it a success for a South Australia KG?
You were there last night.
I was there with 27,000 fans.
What was the feeling like, Jars? Come
she
on.
She was scary.
What?
It was scary. I felt it was a scary night because it could have gone. The fight itself, and we're going to catch up with Jeff Fenwick,
yep.
KG, and you know he shoot from the hip, but I felt that Anthony Mundine should have got the points.
The verdict.
Yep. He was clearly the better fighter on the night. He got his punches in where Danny Green just had to dig deep and just fought on guts, but no polish.
How can one judge rate
great
the fight
question
90
great
to 98 question. When the others are so close? For
well,
the
I say. Don't know. I'm not a judge. I'm not a boxing judge. But look, it was a great atmosphere. The who's who were there at Adelaide Oval.
Like Andrew Jarman and family who were in a
we're
private
all there.
Box.
Yeah, we're all yeah, there. It was yeah. like a powder keg at times, George, down
was
at Adelaide Oval.
A bit of filling in the crowd?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
You could see the fight okay from where you
yeah,
were?
Yeah, great. Look, it was fantastic. It was a great atmosphere. Don't get me wrong. But again, you know, boxing.
Shoots itself in the foot.
Every time. And you
what?
Owe an apology.
Well,
go.
I'm going to say right from the top, I bagged it all from day one when
why?
It was first announced. I bagged it. I hate fighting. Nothing's changed in that regard. But I thought the government was going to take a huge risk by investing taxpayers' money. If it had finished in the first or second round, it would have been an absolute disaster. But I've got to say, I apologise. Full marks to the government. With great success last night at Adelaide Oval. Speak to the people who were there like yourself, Jars. They loved it. So once again, I've made a fool of myself. I do apologise. I got it wrong. And full marks to Anthony Mundine and Danny Green for taking the fight well up. Look, give us a call, folks. 133.53. Everybody I've spoken to this morning has told me that Anthony Mundine should have won that fight. Do you agree? Was he robbed? Give us a call. 133.53. Lines are open. Go to it. We're off and running. I want to hear from you.
Go, come George. On.
133.53, Dead Set Legends. Give us a call now. Now's the best time to call up for CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one and most awarded Toyota dealer at Triple M. Dead Set Legends. You can now hear it between 8 and 10 every Saturday on 104.7 Triple M. And Roy and HD coming up straight afterwards, of course.
Yes, thank you, Sean. And plenty of things happening in the world of sport. We're talking about the fight last night at the beautiful Adelaide Oval. Danny Green, of course, taking the points over Anthony Mundine. Was Mundine robbed? Everybody, as I said, I've spoken this morning, said Mundine should have won the fight. Even our very own Andrew Newton-Jarman, who's not a very good of a fighter.
And I'm in the Danny Green corner too, just quietly.
Why the Danny Green corner?
Well, because... I love and respect the way that Anthony Mundine dances like Ali.
Surprise, surprise.
Both fighters will pocket about $10 million each
and that's ridiculous.
After last night's performance.
That's ridiculous.
And Danny Green even said, KG, and he's come out publicly and said he can't believe the third judge scored him 98-90.
Well, that's where boxing
his
shoots
he's,
itself
he's
in the foot.
He's staggered, George.
Exactly right.
So that needs to be investigated by Boxing Australia.
Couldn't agree
surely.
More. We've thrown the lines open. 133.53 for people that were there, saw the fight, was Mundine robbed? That's what we want to hear from our callers. 133.53 is our number.
Alex from Westbourne Park. G'day, Alex.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Good, Alex.
Good, Alex.
look, you're right. Anthony Mundine was robbed.
Whoa.
And he was, but that... When they break up the end of the first round, Jars, and he sort of hit him under the chin.
Yeah, the cheap shot.
It was. Mm. Danny never recovered from that.
Actually, that's a good point.
He never recovered from that. But don't forget, if that happened, he had to go to the corner. If they would have called that for, I've got, if they call the fight off, he's knocked him out. If they call the fight off, that's stuffed.
The ref wanted to call it off there and then.
Did he really?
Yeah, he wanted to, and then they had to get the doctor in, and then Danny said, no, I'm cool, man, I'm cool, I'm good. So the doctor checked him out. And you're right, I reckon after that, he just had no... He was just wobbling around the ring for nine other rounds, wasn't he?
He was. And the other part, and this is the other part about it, Jars, and you were there. You know how you said that it was really scary there?
Yeah.
There were more fights in the frigging crowd than what there was punches thrown in the crowd.
You see, I bloody knew it, George. Didn't I tell you when I came in?
You did.
I had my family with me and I felt nervous. So all I wanted to do was get them to the car and get out of there.
Well, you made the point that you felt uneasy with the reaction from the crowd.
I felt it was a great atmosphere, don't get me wrong, but I also had to be on guard.
So, Alex, how many fights were there?
There were six fights.
All outside the stadium?
I didn't see any outside, but in the fights, I saw at least three or four.
Three or four fights.
Three or four, and there was one up the top where we were, and there was these guys that were having a crack at each other.
Oh, God.
And there's a security guard that's sort of calming people down.
Yeah.
He said, I said, listen, mate, don't be a dickhead. Go get security, because if you don't, if something happens, you're screwed. And it's not about him, about people around you.
Yeah.
There was me, my nephew, and my brother.
Yep.
And there were some other people around me. And we just walked away. We actually moved two or three times from where we were because of the reaction with the crowd.
What happened, yeah.
Would you go again to a fight like that?
I would. I would. I don't know whether... Oh, shit. The way the fight was, the way I thought it was going to go in the boxing, if it would have been different and nothing happened at the end of the first round, totally different story.
Alex, you made it spot on about Danny.
Well, you came in and said this morning that it was uneasy there.
It was
there.
A fair dinkum cheap shot
by
Mundine. And I know Danny's trying to say, look, it was probably just an accident heat of the moment. But
yeah, it must have been a powerful
blow. He was staggering up. He was. His eyes, you could see his eyes were all over the place. And then and the ref wanted to call it off straight there and then.
How would the reaction from the crowd had they called it off there?
You'd hate to imagine what would have occurred.
Goodness.
Good on you, Alex. Mickey of Blakeview. G'day, Mick.
Yeah, that cheap shot. They would have lost some points from point one.
Yeah, he would have lost a few points from that. There's no doubt.
So it's like, why doesn't he be investigated
if
he gets cheap shot?
Well,
that's the referee's job, surely.
We're going to catch up with Jeff Fenwick very shortly, and we'll ask him the same question.
Who won the
regarding
fight?
Regarding that situation.
Mick, in your view, who won the fight?
Green.
Danny Green, Mick.
Well, you're the only person that I've spoken this morning that's made that point.
Oh, hang on. He's not the only person.
It is.
There's a few others saying that Danny Green...
Not to me, they haven't
deserved his win, but...
Well, did you think he deserved...
I told you. Anthony Mundine, for me, was clearly the best boxer on the night.
That's exactly what...
Who landed a few more punches than Dan.
Well, that's probably why Danny Green couldn't land any punches. He's probably almost
still
not
in La La
stupid
land.
In La La Land.
That's why he won't answer his phone this morning. He's probably in La La Land or counting the cash.
Okay, give us a call. 133-53 is the number. Coming up a little later, we're going to talk to Jeff Fenwick.
That's a concern.
What's that?
With what Alex said, and I told you about...
The
behaviour of the crowd.
Yep.
Well, I felt at times it was going to be like a powder keg. It was just about to explode.
But see, that's...
I'm telling you, I was nervous.
With all due respects, that's the sort of crowd that boxing and fighting attracts.
There was families there.
Yeah,
it's
not really an attraction for families. Look...
For boxing.
But no, brutally honest, I would never take my grandkids to a show like that. Never, ever. Because people that go there love the physical side of life. With all due respects, it's like when people go to the hotel and watch this UFC business.
Yep.
You can't move in the pub. Mm. They love that physical side of it. I hate it. Mm. Absolutely despise it. Mm. And I would never, ever take my grandkids to a show like that. I wouldn't put them under the pressure. And I say that with all due respects to everybody who organised that fight last night. Obviously,
would you like to see boxing banned?
I hate it. Hate
so
it
you, with, you'd hate like it to see the, professional well, boxing well, banned well, around the world?
Well, what's the point when you've got two blokes in a ring that their prime concern is to knock each other senseless? Now, if that's what life is built about, if that's what sport's built on, well, then I'm sorry.
But boxing saved a lot of people's lives.
Agreed.
It saved a lot of young men's lives with the discipline
totally.
And the structure and the community. Boxing has been good for a lot of people.
No doubt.
You want to ban it.
I hate it. I have no time for it whatsoever. No time.
Let's go to Michelle of Noarlunga Downs. G'day, Michelle.
Hi.
Hey, who do you think won the fight last night?
Danny Green.
Why?
Hands down. But there's going to be a third one to call for. I bet you.
A what? Sorry, Michelle?
A third fight. People will want a third fight because they've each won one.
Yeah, you know what? Joking. I thought of that this morning when I woke up and opened my eyes and I was lying next to Maz.
Would you agree with that?
No, you can't. But I think Michelle, she might be on the money.
No. Someone,
when the dust settles down in a couple of weeks, someone's going to come out and say, all right, well, I think there deserves to be a rematch.
Oh, you're kidding
me. I think Michelle
me.
May be on the money somewhere. Good on you, Michelle. Can I have a prize for Michelle, please, Sean?
A rematch.
Yeah, where's your prize sheet, Sean?
We'll sort something out.
Honestly,
okay, we'll sort
do I have to drive this as well? Let alone drive Louie on Monday to Friday?
What about some Monster Slam tickets?
Yeah,
okay,
there
we go. Family Pass, Sprint Auto Parts, Monster Slam, Adelaide Showgrounds, February 11, tickettake.com.au.
Thank you, Michelle. Man. Can we take
Dave from Glenelg? Yeah, I do the phones, George. That's my job.
Oh,
don't try.
Really?
G'day, Dave. How are you, mate?
Good, boys.
Talk to us.
Well, boys, I believe Mundine was robbed.
Yeah.
Great fight, but all as I want to see coming out of this now, fellas, is I'd like to see these two guys get together, right, and do an ad campaign for this coward punch.
Oh, we need Dave.
But these two guys have to come together now, and it's got to be Danny Green, Mundine, showing both sides of society where we are in Australia at the moment. And I believe that's a campaign that should be pushed heavily, especially with the AHA or liquor companies or whatever.
Well, Dave, I know Danny Green in the past publicly has spoken out about the one punch.
The coward punch. He basically set it up in front of it.
He's currently, him and Jonathan Brown and the guy that won the Victoria Cross. There's a few of them that are on the campaign.
Fantastic.
I believe these two, though, are an integral part of, because you've got black versus white, and then you've got it just brings everybody together.
Well, this is the call of the morning.
You've
just given Michelle a prize. Are you going to be bold enough and strong enough to give Dave a prize?
Yeah, look, Dave, I'll work on it, mate.
Oh.
Sorry, mate, we've run out of bloody prizes. Thank you for that call, Dave. You just made my morning.
Great call, that.
It would be great to see the two get together.
Unbelievable. For the good of society. Thank you very much there.
We'll take some more calls after the break. That's what I was trying to tell you.
Well,
but I've done it with my hands.
133353. If you want to have your say about the fight last night, also talk about whether it was a success for Adelaide and obviously the Tourism Commission and the government and all that sort of stuff.
Yep.
133353.
Hey, wonderful people, CMI Toyota. Well, this is the Saturday morning Dead Set Legends with Jars and KG with you right through until 10 o'clock every Saturday morning, 8 till 10. The phones have gone absolutely bunter.
They have, George, and the Twitter family's piped up a bit. Casey J said, Mundine was robbed, boys. Greeny, much more liked and a better sports person, but Mundine better on the night.
Let's cop that.
Timmy of Murray Bridge, thanks for holding on. Tim, your thoughts?
Yeah, no, I don't reckon he was robbed at all. You know, the sport's got a real strict sort of policy on the rules and stuff like that. You want to do cheap, dirty blows, you know, quite a few he did. You deserve to lose the points and to lose the match.
So Tim, you believe that sly punch...
No, it was a cheap shot. It's not a sly, it's a cheap shot.
What's the difference?
Well, it's a cheap... Well,
sly, cheap, yeah, same thing. Yeah. That cheap shot had an effect on the result of the fight?
I reckon well and truly. You know, I think they both did really well, but if you want to do the dirty blows, well, then you deserve to lose, really.
Would you go again, Tim, to a fight like that?
Yeah, I'll probably give it another crack, I reckon.
What was the atmosphere like there with the crowd? Do you have any problems?
Oh, it was pretty feral.
Pretty feral, yeah, see.
One of our callers, Michelle, said, would there be a third match? Do we deserve a third match? Should the boys just put their gloves away forever? Or do you think it may happen?
Yeah, I reckon they retire whilst they're ahead.
Put it away.
Yeah, fair call.
I agree.
Good on you, Tim. Thank you for your call this morning.
Seth of Kilkenny. Hello, Seth.
How you going, mate?
Yep. Good, Seth.
Your thoughts?
Well, I totally disagree with that, Tim.
Yep.
Mundine won that fight. Yep. Everybody's saying it, virtually.
Exactly.
And I believe to have a state something like that, the security's got to be beefed up better.
Yep.
And the police, because I seen incidents last night where one bloke was getting stuck into by about half a dozen other guys.
Oh.
When other guys come to the aid of the one bloke, I think the oldest bloke who was at the Oval last night got escorted out of the ground.
Yeah, I tell you, see...
And that's not good enough.
No, it's not good enough. And there were, as you mentioned, when you first walked in this morning, Jase, you said I was uneasy last night. It was like a
panic. Because I had all my family with me and Maz and I just wanted to get them out.
There's no way I take my family. And you can shoot me down for saying it, but I'll say it while I'm blue in the face.
G'day. Thanks, Seth. Let's go to Johnny of St. Peter's. G'day, John.
Morning, fellas. How we doing?
Good, Johnny. How are you going?
Yeah, not too shabby, thank you.
That's good. Who won the fight?
You know what? I don't think either of them deserves to win. I thought it was a little bit sluggish to watch.
Yeah.
I think the best part of the night, to be honest, was watching the girl from Adelaide Oval. She looked like a featherweight tackle the absolute heavyweight of a streaker.
Yeah, there was There was a female streaker, wasn't there, Johnny? This young lass decided to jump the fence and
how stupid!
Yeah, it was down at the northern end.
He would have been about a foot away in and about a buck ten.
Yeah,
he got tackled by a girl weighing about 50 odd kilo and held her down the whole time.
They did. Yeah, it was a good tackle. Good on you, Johnny. Adam of Kadena. G'day, Adam.
How you going, boys?
Good, Adam. Right.
What did you think of last night?
Well, to start with, you know, that's pretty cowed punch by old Mundine in the side of the head, mate. Put Danny Green on the back foot straight away.
I think it did. The more I think about it, it rocked him, didn't it?
It's obviously had an effect.
Yeah, it did. I've always watched Green fights, and I'm a good fan of his. But he was quite sluggish after that, and I'll take my hat off for him to go through all the rounds. And I just think Chock was a bit scared, personally.
A bit Choco scared. Oh, that's a big call.
I thought he was a bit scared because of how he wasn't. If you remember him fighting years ago against him, he was more like sort of aggressive and whatnot. But he was sort of a bit. He was hesitant to go into towards Green. You know.
Well, but mind you, Adam wasn't Danny Green.
I felt Mundine was more aggressive, but I felt Mundine was throwing cleaner punches that were hitting Dan, where Danny was like, you know, he was all over the place.
But Danny was the heaviest fighter of the two, for goodness sake. Yeah. Gee whiz.
Good on you, mate. Adam of, Ollie from Glenelg. G'day, Ollie.
G'day, boys. How you going?
You want to talk about Quade Cooper, his sportsmanship when he fought that young fella. It was a bit my weight.
Oh, it was amazing. Amazing. Like, you know, when he went down, he put his hand on his back, on his shoulder, make sure he was okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then after the way they chatted after, I thought it was amazing.
Quade Cooper, who plays rugby union, fought this young lad, and there was a mismatch.
He looked like a little boy.
But didn't he? And this lad had 55 fights. Yeah, he had 55 fights. He could look after himself. But it was a mismatch. And poor old Quade Cooper was getting booed, and it was, wasn't he?
That was shocking.
He gave this lad a good touch-up. But to his credit, he went over to assist him and took... Yeah.
I love that. That was fantastic. Yeah.
Good on you, Ollie. Thanks, mate.
Do you like fighting?
Yes, I do. Well, I used to box when I was a kid.
Not very well, obviously.
I do it for discipline and fitness and sharpness.
Yep, I agree.
You know, it was about reflex and being fast on the feet and with the ball in
my
hand.
That's part of her.
Well, there you go. So what? You're going to ban Sally from doing boxing then?
No,
because it's good for your health and it's good for your energy and your fitness levels.
I understand that you're taking out of its context.
No. But you want boxing banned.
I do. I.
So what? But your daughter's trying to do it to get fit and be healthy.
If my daughter came home to me and said, "Dad, I'm gonna have a fight against Jody Smith next week in a ring."
Yep.
I'd say
you
no,
should
you're
be
not.
There to support your daughter.
I'd say you're not. You are my daughter, and I'm taking
you
control.
You can't shut her down if she wants to participate in a boxing.
Just watch me. Watch me, Granddad. Just watch me. Just watch me.
Overnight scoreboard is coming up next.
I'm watching you, all right?
Good.
KG and Jase, Dead Set Legends at Triple M. Dead Set Legends on 104.7 Triple M.
Oh, KG last night, Danny Green beat Anthony Mundine by a controversial majority decision in Adelaide Oval rematch last night in front of 27,000. One of the greats of Australian boxing and world boxing is Jeff Fenwick. He joins us on the Dead Set Legends. Jeff, thanks for your time. And what do you make of the fight last night? Was Anthony Mundine robbed?
Yeah, mate, I honestly believe that Anthony won the fight. I think that, for me, it was surprised he stood up. But, I mean, what it does say is that Danny Green can't land one clean punch in 10 rounds. It's the truth.
Yeah.
He couldn't land a punch. You know, I mean, he's a guy who, please, you had to see, he was over 20 pounds heavier than him. Anthony was a third of the, or two-thirds of the size.
Yeah.
He couldn't land one punch. Couldn't land a punch. Couldn't land one clean punch.
So what you're saying, Jeff, is that Danny Green was overrated in last night's fight?
Oh, I'm just saying he couldn't land a clean punch on a guy who was, like I said, on two-thirds of his weight. I mean, over 20 pounds heavier than he was. And
yep.
Danny couldn't land a punch to hurt him. To me, it just says that, like, you know, obviously, Danny fought, no, he fought terrible. He didn't fight a good fight. I mean, he can jump up and down and scream at the end of the fight, but whatever judge give that by 8 points should never be allowed to be an official again.
I can't believe that. The one of the judges got it 90-98, Jeff. Yeah. How can that happen?
Mm. Well, you know how that happens when people invite the people over and they wind them, they dine them part of the fight. See, but these guys are out here for a reason. I mean, and like Danny was like the main promoter there. All I can say is, look, I feel sorry for Chock. Like, I saw Chock done an amazing. I thought, look, as I've told everybody, I didn't think he'd stand. And if Danny Green could, or if he had the ability to land a punch,
yep.
and maybe Chock wouldn't have stood up. But I mean, to do what he done, mate, you've got to take your hat off to Chock. And I watched the fight. I watched it with a group of people because we were very interested in watching the Maloney brothers and Costa Zoo's under them. I think that, I honestly believe that Anthony Mundine won the fight.
We're not going to talk another rematch, are we? Just to please.
They can't. Like I said, Danny couldn't land a punch. Yeah. It was terrible. I mean, Danny got.
Did he look slow? He looked slow, didn't he?
Honestly, I mean, you know, like I said, if people can say it was great or whatever, then it's over. But that wasn't good for boxing.
No.
Come on, that wasn't good for boxing from the start to the end. And then the decision at the end, again, if that doesn't give boxing a black eye, a judge, an international judge giving it by 8 points,
yep.
What is this?
So, Jeff, you're saying that wasn't a good promotion for boxing last night, the sport?
Well, when those things happen, when people see Usong, let me give an example. After I fought a Zuma Nelson in Las Vegas, do you know how many people have told me they've never watched boxing again because of the decision? And then, you know, and that's going to be the same as last night. And that was crap. I mean, listen, all right, if Danny won the split decision, we can argue all we want to.
Yep.
But, I mean, when one judge gives it like that, and Danny also lost a point for holding and stuff, come on, this is, I mean, I don't know. That's why boxing is nowhere compared to where it used to be. That's why the UFC is where it is, because we don't do nothing about these things. If somebody can't do their job properly, they get the sack. These guys just get a job every week. This guy who just judged Danny's fight and give it by 8 points, he'll be on the plane going somewhere else to judge another fight the next week.
Jeff, the fight was nearly over 30 minutes into the first round with Mundine cheap shot. Is that why he lost the fight at the end of the 10 rounds?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like you said,
because it was a cheap shot.
Yeah, but I blame the referee for that. You know, I mean, yeah, of course, and that's boxing. I mean, you do anything. You do anything to try to win. And I take my hat off to Anthony for that as well. And Danny should have responded with something back, but I mean, all I can say is that at the end of the day, that's no reason to lose a fight, you know?
Jeff, do you think Anthony Mundine, who stirred a lot of people up prior to the fight with his comments about the national anthem and this and that, and he stirs them up, do you think he won some fans last night after the fight?
Well, I can guarantee you one thing, he won me, because like I said, I didn't think he'd be able to. He won me, and like I said, I'm happy to crack an egg on my head and say, wow, it was an amazing job. There's no problem. Yeah. I'll have egg on my head. But listen, but the other thing was, it just showed how much Danny Green's lost. He's like I said, you've got to think of this. We've got 30 minutes, a professional fighter can't land one clean punch.
Mm.
Yeah, 30 minutes in the ring, 10 3-minute rounds. He couldn't land one punch.
So are you saying, Jeff, that Danny Green should hang the gloves up now?
Well, I'm sure he's going to hang them up. He's going to hang them up. There'll be a little bit of talk, but of course. You know, like I said, to me, I watched the fight, and, you know, as, you know, interesting as it was disappointing, because these two guys were definitely past it.
Jeff, what about the venue, the Adelaide Oval, for the actual match? How did you see it? Was it ideal or not?
The venue's great. I mean, listen, let's just hope the Adelaide government do this for some young boys instead of doing it for two old guys. let them invest in our future, not the past.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Let's ask them to do that.
Lovely. Jeffrey, thank you for your time.
Mate,
and look, we've thoroughly enjoyed your comments up to leading up to the fight. We appreciate your time. You love your boxing, and all the very best, Jeffrey.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very
much. Take care, Jeff Fanning. I love listening to Jeff. I used to love watching him
fight. Well, he just speaks from the heart, mate. He's very passionate about his boxing and where it's heading and what is the future. But, he's in favour of Anthony Mundine. He should have won the
And he's man enough to say, I've got egg on my puss.
And what about, he said about the judges?
Well, there you go. There you go.
Jeepers.
Well, there you go. Use your imagination.
Do you reckon they'll get investigated? Could they get investigated?
For the sake of the sport, surely how one judge can say 90 to 90 out and the others have it so close, surely they've got to say, how did you arrive at that decision? Mm. Because that swung at Green's way.
Yeah, I agree with Jeff. I didn't see too many good, clean punches from
Danny Green.
Danny, to be honest with you. I think Anthony Mundine threw a few more little clean ones to the head. But anyway, it's all over now, KG.
It's all over. Danny Green's the winner.
Jeff Fenwick. Joining Charles and KG this morning, your Dead Set Legends, every Saturday, now between 8 and 10, and then straight after Roy and HD on Triple M for CMI Toyota.
Yes, welcome back to the second hour of the Saturday edition of Dead Set Legends. Jars and KG with you. We're talking with you. We've been speaking predominantly the first hour this morning about the fight last night at the Adelaide Oval between Mundine and the other man who won it, Danny Green. Lovely, lovely man, Danny Green. Rightly or wrongly, was Mundine robbed? We've thrown the lines open there. You've had your say. You can still have your say on that particular issue. But the other issue, of course, we saw last night was the inaugural match, AFL Women's Football. Gee whiz, it's taken the footy world by storm. They had to close the gates last night at Princes Park. Gillon McLachlan, the CEO of the AFL, went down before the game after security said, look, that's it, we've got to close the gates, apologise, did a good PR, spoke to the fans there and said, look, we apologise, but because of safety rules, we've got to close the gates. Let's throw it open now. What did you think of it? Are we getting carried away? Did you like the standard? What didn't you like about it? What future do you think it's got? Look, let's cover the whole box and dice. I've got to say, from my point of view, I loved it. Skill level down, commitment unbelievable. Mm. Absolutely. There was no gas in the tank at the end of the match. It was fantastic, and I think it's got an enormous future, to be quite frank. And they are off and running at the moment. I'll be keen to see what they get today at Thibberton.
Am I too critical in saying that only 8 goals were kicked for 4 quarters?
You are.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I'll retract that. No,
we'd like to go and see a game of football.
You're not being too critical. But it's early days.
Yeah,
the skill level is down. They were nervous last night.
Yep. But expected.
The thing that I loved was, the fact they had a red hot crack. They didn't pull back one little bit, and there would have been some sore girls walking off that ground last night. But gee whiz!
And the public were let in for free.
What will happen when suddenly the AFL decide to charge for matches like that?
But so $15 a pop.
Well, whatever.
Would 10
bucks.
Sold out
whatever. Well, that's a good question. But what did you like about it? What didn't you like about it? How do you see its future? Give us a call, folks.
And KG,
that's me.
Is this a threat to the Sandful, to the Waffle, to
the
VF?
It's not in competition.
It's not?
No, it's not.
I understand that.
In direct competition.
But in time, when the season extends,
and suddenly,
before you know it, they'll all be playing, the 18 games or 16 games a year.
They're going to walk before they walk.
Yeah, they will. I'm just saying, I'm going 5 years or 3 years ahead of
I think
my
it is,
schedule.
Actually, to be quite frank with you. I think it's a dead set threat to the SANFL, and that's something you don't want to see. But look. It was. I loved every minute of it. I just could not stop watching it, to be quite frank.
No, well done. So do you think we'll get a good crowd at Thebe today?
Well done, says Jazz. What did you think of it, Jazz?
I didn't watch it, so I can't comment.
Oh, you...
I was at the fight. How can I watch it when I was at the fight surviving? Talk to me. I'll have to watch it. I can't go and watch today.
What did you think of it, Sean?
I've heard good things
about it. I love the excitement and the anticipation. I sat down there with my daughter for the second half of the game, and it was really nice, getting her to watch. And the physicality, it was brutal, wasn't it? I thought the skill standard was pretty scrappy. Yeah. It was pretty scrappy.
You were scathing.
I wasn't scathing. I thought it was a bit scrappy, but it's going to get better really quickly.
Well done. But what kind of crowd today, Thebe?
Well,
what do you think?
15.
15?
At the old pug hole, I reckon. 4:35.
Good. So you want to get there early then?
You want to get there early?
For,
get a
free.
Seat.
You can
get in for free. Take your chairs and sit and watch a game
well
of footy.
Done.
You can talk about that,
all
the
right,
girls'
mate.
Footy. You can
you're
talk
up.
About the fight last night. 1-3-3-5-3. Give us a call, folks.
Jeez.
We'd love to talk to you.
Yeah.
Dead Set Legends.
Mm.
These days, you can hear them from 8 in the morning, 8 to 10 every Saturday on 104.7 Triple M and Roy and HD straight after. And straight after this, we're taking your calls on women's footy and the fight, the Mundine Green fight. What's your thoughts, Jason KG? Your Dead Set Legends every Saturday morning between 8 and 10 on 104.7 Triple M for CMI Toyota.
Thank you, Sean. We're talking about, of course, the fight last night between Jeff Fenwick and Danny Green at the Adelaide Oval. Your thoughts on it? Was Anthony Mundine robbed? A lot of people, in fact, most people are saying he was robbed, that he should have won the
Jeff
fight.
Jeff Fenwick was scathing. When we had him on,
Jeff
Fenwick
made the
Danny
point.
Green.
Yes, he was. He didn't lay one
well,
solid punch.
Well, after the
punch.
Cheap shot in the first 30 seconds,
he was
in
la la land.
He was
gone.
The ref wanted to shut it down, and the doctor had to be called. And Danny said, "No."
You
no,
could
no.
imagine had they shut the fight down after that cheap shot and the fight over. Goodness gracious, me, that a torn the grandstand out. You can talk about the fight last night, and also did you see the women's inaugural AFL bats last night? Its future. What did you like about it? What didn't you like about it? Give us a call. 1-3-3-5-3. That is our number.
Twitter family's just having a little bit of a poke at us. Venue too small. Timing. This is from Vonnie V. Free admission. People starved of AFL boosted crowd sizes there, George. Not a fan of poaching stars from other sports.
Oh, that's a bit negative. Well, goodness gracious.
From
me.
Vonnie V?
Yeah, that's negative.
Well, she's just giving her opinion.
Absolute negative. Give us a call, folks. Come
Pete
on.
Pete from Happy Valley. G'day, Pete.
Good morning, gentlemen. Welcome back.
Yeah,
thanks, buddy.
Nice to have you back, Pete.
Talk to us, Pete.
Well, look, as a Carlton supporter, I've got to admit it brought a tear to my eye because it's been a long time since I've seen a Carlton team chase and tackle and hungry for the ball.
It's a good point.
Actually, Peter, you're not going to believe this, but watching the game last night, I thought of you being an avid Carlton supporter and a part of the Triple M family. I said to my daughter, I wonder what our call of Pete will be thinking because he's a Carlton man. And to see the ladies go in so hard, unlike the...
Pete, there was 25,000 there. They had to shut the gates. Does the AFL start programming some of the AFL games back at Princes Park? Like, say Carlton play GWS. Instead of playing at the MCG or Etihad, do they play, you know, one or two games at your boutique stadium?
It's a hard call, guys, because, look, right now, you know, you want to get behind it, but it is a bit of a false economy with, you know, with free admission, et cetera. It's got to be sustained. And my probably biggest concern is I'm not convinced that the women that go to watch the guys play week in, week out are going to go and support it. That's going to be really, really, really interesting as to who actually goes to the games consistently.
Yeah.
But, you know, get behind it. You know, give it a go. You know, it's a hard one because, look, you know, do they deserve prime time on television when maybe the standard wouldn't be as good as under-18 football?
Yeah,
you know,
good point.
Are we giving it to them just because of, you know, political correctness and equality, et cetera?
Yeah, good point. And, Pete, is it happening because the AFL have thrown so much money behind it that they've gone out of their way, the AFL, unlike some other sports, to make this a success. They want this to be an absolute success, and that's why they're throwing money behind it.
Good on you, Pete. Take care, mate.
Good
Dave
to have
Elizabeth.
You back.
G'day, Dave.
Hey, go, Jazz.
Good, brother.
And, KG, the first thing I want to say is that, like, I take my hat off to them. They represented, the football in a fashion way, and the way they delivered, it was sensational. And just looking at some of the girls who play, you know, they take their head up to them, and they show the lads they can play. And you know, this is a stepping stone for us to go forward. And you know, our game's in a good stead going forward, I believe.
Well, they certainly had a crack. The school level was way down, and that'll obviously improve.
Good on you, Dave.
As time goes on. Good on you, Dave. Thanks for your call. Yes, this is the second hour of the Saturday edition of Dead Set Legends on this beautiful Saturday morning. Gee, it's been a busy morning with the footy, with the fight, you name it. It's all happening, Jazz.
Hey, KG, we're going to catch up with AFL umpire boss Hayden Kennedy.
Their senior umpiring coach.
Yeah, because early in the week, the AFL secretly trialled using zones.
Oh, don't tell me.
I'm telling you, Cage. Be alert. This is going to happen. I'm telling you, because the congestion around the stoppages, the AFL don't want to see 36 players around ball up.
Get the bibs out.
So we'll catch
out.
Up with Hayden Kennedy because he was there.
And they secretly trialled.
Yes, at the St Kilda Football Club.
And they turned, but they also secretly trialled 16 aside and 7 aside.
Correct. So we'll ask him about that. Where's the game going?
KG and Jars for CMI Toyota at Triple M.
Exactly right. And time is flying. We're having fun, Jars. And some interesting news coming out of the AFL.
Yeah, during the week, KG, we had a story written regarding the AFL has secretly trialled the use of zones with a joint venture with the St Kilda Football Club, which took place last week at Seaford. One man that was down there, one of the best umpires going around in his day.
Ever give you a free kick?
He was, not really. I think he looked after my brother DJ a bit more.
Well, he's
a cracking fella in the AFL. Senior umpires coach Hayden Kennedy joins us. Thanks, Hayden, for your time on a Saturday morning. Really appreciate it, mate.
My pleasure, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Hayden. Hayden, can you go into it? I must confess, when I first heard this story, I was taken aback. Is the AFL secretly trialling the use of zones?
No, I wouldn't say it was secret. So what happened is that the AFL just want to have a look at, different ways in which the game could be played. And they've tossed around, 16 aside over the years.
Yep.
And, how can they reduce congestion? So this was just one of the ideas that was put forward. And St Kilda were just at the stage of their training program where they offered it up. So, the AFL went down there and just trialled 2x10-minute halves of, having two players back in the arcs at all stoppages. So, they just had a look at it. The umpires umpired the game, and so the feedback was, it's not extensive, but it was just more of a trial than.
Were you impressed or not?
It's funny because if you're looking at the stoppages type thing, the players had to run back to get to the arcs, so there's you're going to have to continue to look at the games and the evolvement over the years. So it's just a trial. They'll go back and report to the powers to be, and then they'll decide, is it worth another way to look at it, et cetera, et cetera.
They use it in the TAC Cup, don't they, Hayden, the zones?
Yeah, I'm not too sure whether it's actual law or whether it's just expected that players will stay back. I'll have to look into that one.
Like the fullback can't go up the ground to centre-half back or across centre. He's got to stay in that fullback arc. Is that basically it?
Yeah, basically they're looking at an expectation that players, the forwards play deep forwards.
Right.
But I'm pretty sure it's not a rule. It's just an expectation that, goodwill of, Australian rules footy.
Hayden, I know you've got to continue to look at these things, but I cast my mind back last year and I reckon AFL football turned the corner last year when I reckon I saw some of the most spectacular games of AFL football I've seen in the last 10, 15 years where, the movement of the ball, the Bulldogs created this new style football, and I just wonder if we keep experimenting, keep tampering, whether we're going to stuff the whole thing up.
But we've got to see what's out there.
I understand that, but how many times have we seen? And I say this respectfully: how many times over the years have we seen every year a rule change? This year, the third man up is no longer in. And I know you've got to do things to improve the game, but I just think we just need to leave the game alone for a while.
I think the game continually evolves. And the AFL want to produce a really fast product that is entertaining. And that's all it is. So, they look at rules that these rules aren't made on a whim. They're discussed often over a number of years. And they decide what's best for the game of AFL football from an attraction point of view, because it's in the entertainment business and, we need to produce an attractive game. And I think what you'll find is many of the rule changes are brought about to reduce injury. So the designated ruck rule basically is to reduce injury to that, the third jumper over a ruckman. So that's how a lot of the rules get introduced.
See, Hayden, what I like to see from a defender is not just take the mark and kick back towards the centre. I love the rebound, the run, the rebound. And I'd love to see, Talia end up at centre and kicking the ball up forward. I love all that in footy.
Yeah. So, look, the rules are there. My job is to make sure that the umpires adjudicate the rules as best they possibly can. And that's my job. And, the football games will look after themselves. They're a fantastic product. You know, I'm in total agreement with you. There were some absolutely magnificent games of footy last year.
They were sensational.
You know, and you see some of the athletes that go out there and get the hits and the runs, you know, that they produce. It's just amazing at times, you know, and it's, you know, as long as the lawmakers continue to look at ways in which the game gets better, you know, we'll just adjudicate to whatever's put in front of us.
Hayden, you got a message for any young up-and-coming umpire or someone that wants to get involved in our great game? Because, you know, we need good quality umpires, and I just think each year we're seeing a better standard of umpiring. And you got a message for anyone out there that wants to get involved?
Well, thanks for the opportunity. I'm currently at Icon Park, which is where, 25,000 people attended.
Unbelievable last night.
Yeah, it was just magnificent. And we've got all the goal and boundary umpires from the nation. So we've got over, 80 umpires here today.
Yep.
And we just showed him a video about AFL football and its impact on community. You know, the football is just such a widespread and has such a positive influence on the community. And I just said to the guys, we are lucky to be involved in such a great game.
Yeah.
You know, the field umpires, there's only 33 field umpires nationwide. And it's, they're just so lucky to be involved.
Yeah, exactly.
And I can only encourage young people to get involved because, they'll get to umpire, some of the greats of our game. So, it's a huge opportunity for everyone.
Yeah, fantastic. Hayden, appreciate your time this morning. Let's hope we can sort of stabilise the game. Let it play like we saw last year. It was fantastic. We appreciate your time, Hayden.
Good on you guys. Thanks very much.
See you, buddy.
Hayden Kennedy. I saw a young lady umpire last night. She was very impressive in the Carlton Collingwood game. Leave the game alone.
No, you're a great umpire in your day.
No, I am, but
I'm telling you, you were. Right. All right. What's the clear message? What makes a good field umpire?
Well,
what was your
a good field umpire is communicating with the players, using your voice.
Yeah.
I don't think enough umpires use their voice.
Right.
Tell the players why you've given the free kick. And just pay the ball player. Pay the player in front. That's
all it is.
Pretty basic stuff.
That's all it is.
But I thought that young lady last night, one of the umpires umpired pretty well last night.
Oh, excellent.
But you just going back to this, leave it alone.
Well, they're going to trial things, KG.
Right.
You know, like Hayden said, they just need to see what can
evolve
in our game.
We saw some exciting football
last year. Because congestion around a stoppage and a ball up kills the game.
Yeah.
And that's what they're trying to sort out.
Okay, 133-53 is the number. Give us your thoughts on that issue.
Dead Set Legend. And every Saturday between 8 and 10, brand new start time, okay? Keep note of that. Nice and early in the morning, 8 and 10, you've got your Dead Set Legends for CMI Toyota. Jars, Andrew Jarman, and KG Ken Cunningham.
It's not a good sight seeing Jars at 7 o'clock in the morning, I can tell you. Not a good sight at all. It's frightening, in fact. Absolutely frightening.
Mark of Seaford is on the blower, KG. G'day, Mark. You want to talk about soccer?
Yeah, morning, fellas. Not so much soccer. Just I was listening to Hayden's comments on how the AFL game has to evolve and that's nonsense, all right? And that's what it is. It's nonsense.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you 100%, KG. Right? We've got a set of rules. Stick to them. Soccer has a set of rules that they, have had for 100-odd years or however long it is. They haven't strayed from the plan at all. And that's what's the most successful game, right?
Yeah.
We need to do the same. Stick to the rules.
Yeah. Every year we see a rule change or interpretation that annoys the crap out of
Mark, me. Mark, I don't blame, sorry, Cage, I don't blame the umpires and I don't blame the rules committee. I blame the AFL coaches because they're the ones that are changing the game.
Can you imagine our game with zones where a fullback can't go past halfback?
I couldn't imagine our game with zones, KG. Well, I couldn't.
What a lot of nonsense. That's where you want to see them rebound and run and kick. Mm. That's part
it's
of the
a congestion,
excitement.
Mark. They're trying to find a way to get rid of the congestion where you don't want to have 34 blokes around a ball up.
We didn't see it last year.
No, I understand that.
There was no press. There
Good
was
on
no
you, Mark.
Flood.
Scotty of Hillbank. G'day, Scotty.
G'day, gentlemen. I tell you what. Yep. What are they doing to our game? I ring up all the time and say, will they stop putting the rules?
Yep.
How many years did our game go before they even did any rules?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, you'd remember back when they had the first game, KG?
Yep.
Scotty should have a fringe act.
How long have they had the same rules? What, 100 years? And then in the last 20 years, they've changed
good
that
call.
Many times.
Exactly.
And these guys, these footballers, are highly overpaid. They're on $1 million, whatever it is, a year.
Yep.
And all it is, remember that ad they had on TV, kick it to me, kick it to me?
Yep.
You remember that ad?
Yep.
That's what AFL is. It's kick it to me. It's that's have... if I want to see 36 players around the ball, I'll go and watch the local under-9 game, all right?
Yeah. Yep.
And the under-9s, they're doing the same thing. They're kicking it up and following it around like a fly on a poo. Well, that's what the AFL's doing.
Well, why
can't we go back to positions?
Well, we saw the game evolve last year, no doubt through the Western Bulldogs.
Right,
The style of footy they played was magnificent. We've got to play that style of footy.
Hey, Scotty Lee, you want to know where is some women's sides out at Gawler, Elizabeth and the Salisbury area? Just got a phone call. Eastern Park Footy Club, Ingle Farm, Sawful website, mate. So go there and then you should look after your daughters, my friend.
She has created an interest, hasn't it?
We've got 30 seconds left. Is that it, Sean?
That's it, yeah.
You're joking. Where'd that go?
All right. Well, that's it. Thanks, George.
Where'd that go?
Well, that's it. We're done.
We're done.
So we've got plenty to talk about next week, but thank you for joining in today.
Thank you, Jars, and we look forward to being back next Saturday morning, and of course, between 8 and 10.
Good luck with the Crows girls today.
Yeah. Yep.
Good luck to the United and the 36ers.
Are you going to see the girls today?
No, I've got another commitment. I'm going to spend some time with my daughter, Charlie.
Thank you, legends.
Bye. Thank you, Jars. Thank you, KG.
Triple M's Dead Set Legends. Saturday mornings from 8 for CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer and the home of the 1-hour express service.
Triple M.